Now we wait at Radio Rewind. Now we wait at Radio Rewind. Radio Rewind. The following content has previously aired on CJSF. But don't worry, we'll be back next week with fresh content. CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse. Independent. Yours.
At CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, campus community radio from Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast from the unceded ancestral territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Coquitlam nations. I'm Jesse Wensloff, one half of the usual hosting duo of this show, the Vancouver Mixtape. Jamie not here this week as he cheers on his partner Rebecca in the finals of her soccer league. So go Rebecca, and it'll be just me as I take you through the best in Vancouver's independent music scene. I got a bunch of new stuff to play you, new tracks from old favorites, got an interview with Ill Sylvia, that's coming up in a few minutes, and I will be previewing Music Waste, which is coming up next week, June 6th to 9th. I'm going to kick things off with new music from Nice Apple. This is Are You Still There?
Don't listen to the things I say, I'm just a go-between to your answers. What are these shows? I'm not okay, I'm losing sight of what your stance is. I can't see past the heresy, excuse me if they seem to be jaded. They stop when they're
as we keep it going with Who's Tired by Cave Girl off the long-awaited new record of the same title. Enjoy.
I'll tell you.
another record that we have been waiting for forever. This is Wishing How by Princess Apparently.
Take me back to the house. Gonna break your clothes, babe.
Escape. I'm going to change things up a little bit. This is Bedside Clutter, a new track by Ale Sylvia. And then you'll hear my conversation with Emily. Also known as Ale Sylvia. Hello, Emily.
Hello.
How's it going?
Pretty good, not bad.
Where are you right now?
I'm at home in Surrey.
Nice. Yeah. You're here to talk about your project, Ale Sylvia, and your track, Bedside Table Clutter. What can you tell me about that song?
Yeah, that song I believe I made last week. I've been releasing a few of my first Ale Sylvia songs, and then just a few producers sent me some of their tracks. And that was, one of the newer producers that I met. And I just, wrote it so easily when I was in a dark place.
Is that kind of turnaround typical in terms of you getting a beat and then coming up with the words and then recording it and having it ready to go in like a week, like you said?
It's different. Every track is different. Like, I'll be working on some for so long and just be so frustrated with it that I will just be done with it. Some tracks just kind of form itself immediately. And I feel like way more connected to those tracks.
If it comes easy, you know that you're doing something right.
Yeah, 100%.
You mentioned producers sending you tracks. How do you generally find the music you're going to work with? Is it people cold calling, sending you stuff?
It's been a bit of a journey because I'd like to say I listen to very different kind of music. Maybe for my age range or maybe for like the music scene I'm used to in Vancouver, but I don't know, I guess I listen to a bit of different stuff, and I've been like on Instagram just following different artists that I've found and then just kind of making connections with them that way. And then it's kind of like a year ago I probably found one or two artists that were in the underground kind of like emo trap scene from Scotland and Sweden, and then was just talking with them, and it's just kind of like everyone's encouraging each other, like, oh, you sound great, like, let's do a song together. And I didn't really know at that stage if what I was doing was good, because me singing over these newer beats is kind of new, but it's just been received so well, and I'm super happy to kind of have found my tribe or something, you could say, because I didn't really find it in Vancouver. The scene.
It's interesting, and a few of the artists we've had to talk about their music, Biawana or other artists who are doing more rap or hip-hop or even pop R&B focused stuff, mm-hmm. where they're collaborating with a producer, how both the shift of the kind of music they're making but also just the way it's made has broadened their scene from the Vancouver scene to more of a global,
exactly.
worldwide thing.
Yeah. And I'm so stoked because this is exactly kind of what I want to see happen in general, internationally, music coming together.
Yeah, well, it's great to see people who don't even speak the same language who are collaborating on a track together, right?
Oh my gosh, the Russian producers are my favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been fun.
I know you played in other projects here in the local scene. How does what you're doing now compare? Obviously, you're not playing with a band to do this, so to speak. How is the process? How does it compare for you?
It has been a breath of fresh air, only because I guess if anyone who's been in a band knows, it's like being in a relationship with like four or five people or however many people there are. So yeah, my band Tulip, I think it's been like 3 years since we started our project. Just a couple girls we were coming together, didn't even know how each other really played, but we wanted to kind of jam together. The sounds were so unique and so powerful, we kind of just kept going. But jam space rent, downtown, coordinating people, like I was getting, because it's all I've ever wanted, and I was just so naturally kind of doing the promotion for the band, we kind of progressed really fast, but as musicians, we weren't ready. So we felt really stressed every time we'd play a show because, I don't know, we just weren't 100% in ourselves yet, but the people who were receiving the music wouldn't really see that, and that kept us going. But yeah, I think when I was finally able to find my own path to make the music that I've always wanted to make, you know, I depend on myself, I don't need anyone to like come together to do this. So it's helped me in that way because I was just getting really like holding maybe a little bit too much expectation on the band.
Well, even just not having to manage all that many different schedules, right?
Oh, totally.
Finding a time where everyone can get together to practice and then finding a time where everyone can get together to record and
exactly,
all that.
Exactly, yeah. Like we haven't really recorded. So hopefully we'll be recording this year actually.
With the Il Silvia project, have you thought about performing live? Have you performed live? I'm not sure.
I actually have an Il Silvia set coming up at the Kickstand like bike community 24-hour build-a-thon.
Nice.
They asked me to play there, so I'll be playing my first Il Silvia set there, but I have played solo shows just like under my real name, but I decided I didn't want to like use my real name anymore. So, yeah.
So why Il Silvia?
Il Silvia. Silvia is my middle name. And then Il, I guess, is like, I'm sick.
Yeah.
But also just like a play on Lil, I guess. Just moved the L over.
Of course.
Yeah.
And so you mentioned the music you listen to, the producers you're listening to, and this sort of emo trap. How did you first become exposed to it or first start
that
listening?
Style of music, yeah. I guess I started really listening to Young Lean and like the Sad Boys crew. And that's really what brought that style a bit more in. I wouldn't say they're more like the emo style, but then I was hit with the Lil Peep music, Goth Boy Click, and Corbin is also a really amazing artist that I gravitated towards. So yeah, once I just started listening to those artists, I really started like finding myself, because I was like, okay, this is me, you know, like, I don't know, I think everyone, we're all kind of here to kind of just really pull out the true selves in us, and even just playing shows with Tulip and other bands, I just didn't fully feel like it was me, but it was a great experience. But yeah,
can you pick apart what it is about this style of music that draws you?
It's darker, I guess. Music for me, like, I use it just to push through emotions, and I feel like, you know, just like the emotional crew of like kids out there are just so talented, and yeah, I'm just all about like a good like beat, bass, like I love to dance kind of hip hop and stuff, so it's just, yeah, it's really powerful for me, I think.
You mentioned that power, and earlier you said when you're talking about the bedside table clutter, having mm-hmm. written it while you were in a dark place, does the music help you work through those places?
Yeah, totally. I would say, just to be straight open there, like I really struggle with like my self-doubt and pick apart everything I do, even if like I'm writing something and it's amazing, and then, you know, 5 minutes later, an hour later, like I'm just so doubtful. So if if I'm in like a bad place and I can feel myself like going into dark place, I'm like, okay, where's my mic? Where's my computer? Sit myself down and just get lost in it. And that just gives me so much purpose. And I just really feel like, you know, when you're doing that thing that gives you purpose, it just really does help with depression. So yeah, I don't sleep lately. Like, I've just been kind of insomniac playing music. Like, I'm just getting it out, and hopefully then I don't know, new things to come maybe.
Yeah, it's good to have an outlet and not let it all sit inside necessarily.
Exactly, yeah.
You mentioned self-doubt, and I wonder, does the producer-artist relationship over the internet, like, does that make it easier to sort of put yourself out there, that you have a certain layer of anonymity?
Yes, definitely. It's really special when someone you don't know, like, just says, hey, that's amazing. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. It's not your friend saying, like, oh, this
totally.
Is great. Yeah.
To be honest, my friends and family are the ones that pick on my music the most. So lately I've been more or less, you know, enjoying the comments from people I don't know.
Well, it's good to have some people who will speak the truth in your corner, but it
That's
also
true.
Definitely helps to get the positive affirmation now and again.
That's true, yeah.
What's next for you and Il Silvia as a project?
At the moment, I have like a good dozen tracks or so that I'm putting together, and I just decided that I want to put it together and put it out as like, not so much like an album, but like a mixtape. I have a friend in London who's doing the cover work, and I'm just excited to just get some material online, because I've never really had it online. And my fear is I'm going to like die one day with like nothing to show for.
Just all on your hard drive.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Emily, thanks for taking the time to chat with me.
No problem.
You mentioned you've got a show coming up at a 24-hour bike repair marathon.
Yes.
Do you know what day that is?
I believe it's in a week, June 7th.
June 7th. Cool. Again, thanks for doing this, and we'll chat another time.
Thank you so much.
Cool.
Have a good day.
You too.
That was Emily, also known as Il Silvia. You can find her on SoundCloud. This is Snotty Nose Res Kids, featuring The Sorority, the track Matriarch, off their new record, Trapline.
Give me that single mother strength, SRTY to the bank. I just work like 90 hours, I don't need to smile, thanks. Oh my yeah, yesterday y'all malakas who mess up your chakras, so we all we need. And if a man wanna come at me crazy, my mama gave me all the tools to leave. It's more than a fantasy, way past it, dress in a fanny. It's bigger than fairy tales, word to my granny. That's word to the girls who come after me, word to the girls in the factory. Word to Catherine Johnson, word to my mama, I will not fail, that's word to your honor. Promise my sisters, I will not miss this, that's word after word after word with no comma.
Champion sound from the few of us. Man down, that's word to my uterus. Yes, I manicure my cuticles while I handle not unusual. All the bags I'm bringing through the world. Strength is something that they don't associate with women. That empowerment and winning. Shifting perception and raising a fist. Don't forget you was raised with your face in a tip.
Boy. Strength is something that they don't associate with women. That empowerment and winning. Shifting perception and raising a fist. Don't forget you was raised with your face in a tip. Real queens gon' hold it down. Real women make the world go round. Ladies gon' boss up now. Matriarchs, queen of hearts, y'all wear the crown.
You can miss us with all that commentary. We got queens, but our genes is legendary. You can see
son of a son of a matriarch, son of a fuck all that.
You can miss us with all that commentary. We got queens.
Mama bet she a straight shooter. Mama bet she was our tutor. Sissy bet matriarch junior. Auntie bet they be your bruises. Stay wavy, I call that tsunami. I get that from mommy. I'm swerving that fuckery. Mind fuck them and I'm speaking properly. Offer as property. Mama done taught me that loyalty I got installed in me. Mama done taught me, be loud and proud. No need for apology. Hold my boss, ladies be raising boss babies. I'll tell you what's up.
put two feathers up for matriarchs. I'm under the sun.
Drama boy, my blood is royalty. Mama's a warrior, respect her authority. Come from a powerhouse, we're the sorority. We the new ancestors.
Act accordingly.
I'm the son of rest charges to you. I'm a burden. Our stomachs are grumbling, the tables are turning. We hunting, we hunting, we starting like mama. Fuck with a woman, get body, then bury the cloud. Put it on my life. She made me a man, don't believe the hype. She gave me my clan and my appetite.
I thought that was always the plan, right?
My brother's been comfortable, somewhat dysfunctional. Fuck with a woman, that means I don't fuck with you. Don't play the victim, dismantle the system. You dragging your feet, then don't walk with us, sister.
Real queens gon' hold it down. Real women make the world go round. Real ladies gon' boss up now.